Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let me tell you right now. Ricky Ricardo, he has flipped the bill for his girlfriend, McCoo, every step of the way. He is on the line now. Am I right, Ricky?
I just gave her $100 about 5 minutes ago.
Congratulations, Ricky.
5 years, he split every bill. Can you imagine taking your gorgeous girlfriend out for dinner and then asking for half the money?
No, she wouldn't be around. She would have left a long time ago, believe me.
Fair enough. Ricky, I got to tell you the truth. This is like a 911 call for me. I can't take another day of Girardi. I can't take him. Even when they win, all he's talking about is pitch counts. All he's talking about is the binder. We're fed up with him. Did it get this bad in New York?
It got this bad, but, Ange, I'm telling you, it's not just Girardi. It's every manager. It's Aaron Boone. It's Buck Showalter. It's you name it. They're all, every one of these organizations are hooked on these deep, not even the analytics now. Now it's the secondary and it's the tertiary. It's the deep dive analytics. They break these numbers down to an extent where it just drives you absolutely crazy. But now I'll be fair. I did ask you about a month ago. I said, Ange, give me till Memorial Day weekend. That's when you know where the rubber hits the road with a team. Okay. So this weekend, if Girardi and the Phillies don't take 2 out of 3 at Citi Field against a Met team that Gabe Kapler just stepped on twice this week with big comeback wins in San Francisco, if they don't go up there this weekend and win 2 out of 3, then all bets are off. And when you get back from vacation, I will join you in a chorus as loud as you want me to get rid of Joe Girardi. But you got to give me this weekend.
I will give you this weekend, Ricky, but there's a couple things. I see disaster right up ahead because here's what happened. Last night, he had Kniebel warming up, his closer.
Yeah, I was listening.
Nola's got a 4-run lead. It's not a closed situation, but Nola hit 109, and that freaked out Girardi, and he came running out and put in his closer. He's got these rules, hard and fast rules. No closer 3 straight nights. They need Kniebel tonight, and now Saturday night they're in a tight game. They got to win against the Mets. Will he use them? Do you think he'll use them? How much wiggle room is there on the 3 nights in a row rule?
This weekend there's got to be wiggle room. The same exact thing happened last night in the Yankee game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Nestor Cortez, who has been the biggest shock of any pitcher in Major League Baseball. Who the heck is Nestor Cortez? Well, he's probably the Cy Young Award winner in the American League. He got to 109 pitches in the ninth inning with a 7-run lead. And the first thing Aaron Boone did when he got a base runner on was come out and ask him for the baseball because he got to, oh, my God, he got to 109 pitches. I get it. It drives me just as batty as it does you, but it's not just Girardi. It's all over baseball. The numbers have taken over.
All right, but here's the thing. Now, I got to take you back more than 10 years. Mm-hmm. Girardi is the manager of the Yankees, and he has the world's greatest closer, Mariano Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean to tell me that there wasn't a time somewhere in those years that Rivera and Girardi were together where Rivera had closed out 2 games and there was another closing situation the 3rd straight day? You mean to tell me he told Rivera, I won't put you in, and Rivera let him do that?
I do remember on a couple of occasions where Rivera's 3rd time out was the charm, and he actually blew the save.
Ah.
So these things might be ingrained in Girardi's mind because of those past experiences with the greatest closer of all time not being able to convert on a third straight night. Aroldis Chapman, who is his current closer on the IL right now, but he never pitches 3 days in a row. None of these guys pitch three days in a row. It's all over baseball.
You just said the guy is never pitches 3 days in a row, and he's on the IL.
Isn't that the pro?
They lost like six guys this week, the Yankees, right?
Yes, they did.
So all these things they're doing to prevent injury, are they working?
They don't work. And it drives you
back. They don't work at all.
You know, and the pitchers with the old Jim Palmer was just at Yankee Stadium this week. He's one of the Orioles broadcasters.
Right.
And Palmer and I, the first thing that I asked Jim Palmer, I said, Jim, how about if it were you, when you were pitching, Jim would pitch 170, 160 pitches to get through a complete game if necessary with his eyes closed. That's why he's a Hall of Famer, and he doesn't understand it either, Ange.
And wait, you're telling me he's still alive?
Jim Palmer, the underwear ad, yeah.
After all those pitches, he's still alive. He must be 80 now.
He still has two arms.
No way. Both arms? Al, both limbs. Oh, he's got both limbs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get to – I just got to ask you. I brought up this Veterans Stadium thing because, you did a ton of games there.
My first beer ever as a young lad.
It was. All right, but does it change the nostalgic way we feel about a place like that? When all these Phillies players may have been victimized by something in that building that led to brain cancer. Does it change the way you feel about the building?
No, it doesn't change. The nostalgia is there. I mean, just to see that big, beautiful, round building where I know that I got my first sip of an alcoholic beverage up top in the 800, what was it, 700 level?
Yeah.
There was a brand called Schmitz.
Yes.
Schmitz beer, yes. And I must have been 11 years old, and my uncle bought me a Schmitz beer on a night that Mike Schmidt struck out four times against Ron Bryant of the San Francisco Giants. Steve Carlton pitched for the Phillies that night, and it was the first time I ever had an alcoholic beverage in my system at age 11. It was a Schmitz beer in the 700 level of the vet. So, no, I have nothing but fond memories, and I do understand at the same time that there is a connection that could be proven at some point about the health of some of those folks. Same thing happened at the Meadowlands, the Giant Stadium.
Well, I got one other thing for you. Michael Irvin, we had him on yesterday. If you missed Michael Irvin yesterday, go to the podcast. It's phenomenal. He was incredible. And he said Ricky, this Eagles season, if Hurts takes the step forward, if Sirianni knows what he's doing, that they could be building something great in this city. Those are the two guys, he said. He pointed out Sirianni knowing what to do with the added talent and Hurts being able to improve his game. Do you see it the same way?
He's absolutely right. He is absolutely right. All Jalen Hurts has to do, and I've been measuring this and looking at the analytics, Ange, of this whole quarterback situation, but he's got to get, as long as he gets me, if Hurts plays on a Dak Prescott level. I don't need him to be Brady. I don't need him to be Aaron Rodgers. Play as well as the supposed best quarterback in the division, which is supposedly Dak Prescott. If Hurts can play on a Dak Prescott level with the rest of this roster the way it's been constructed with the depth on both lines offensively and defensively, not only this year, but this is a good 4 to 5 year run if Sirianni is no buffoon, if he knows what he's doing, and Jalen Hurts takes that next step forward. I don't need him to be Johnny Unitas. Don't need him to be Dan Marino. Be as good as Dak Prescott. The rest takes care of itself. The Eagles will win the division, and we'll have another Super Bowl in the next 4 or 5 years.
We're going to talk a week from now when you decree that Joe must go.
When you come back, if they lose, if they don't win 2 out of 3 this weekend against the Mets, then I'll join you right down the middle of Broad Street with a banner in my hand if you want.
I love it. Ricky Ricardo, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.